Anybody seeing such a car would have wanted it. Obviously. It was designed to make you want it. If people had turned out not to want it very much, the makers would have redesigned it until they did. The world is now full of things like this, which is, of course, why everybody is in such a permanent state of want. The driver was a woman, and I can tell you for a fact that she was very beautiful. She had fine dark hair cut in a bob, and as she drove, her hair riffled in the warm breeze. I would tell you about what she wore, but I'm very bad at clothes, and if I started telling you that it was an Armani this or a what's-her-name Fahy, that you would know instinctively that I was faking it. And since you are taking the trouble to read what I have written, I intend to treat you with respect, even if I do, occasionally, and in a friendly and well-meaning kind of way, lie to you. So I'll just say that the clothes she was wearing were exactly the sort of clothes that someone who knew vastly more about clothes than I do would admire enormously, and were blue. Impossibly tall palm trees towered above her. Silent Mexicans moved over impossibly perfect lawns. The gates of Bel Air went by, and behind them, perfect houses nestling in perfect bouquets of shrubbery. I've seen exactly those houses on television, and even I, sceptical and sarcastic old me, have felt that I really, really wanted one of them. Luckily, the sort of things that people who live in such houses say to each other make me giggle until tea squirts out of my nose, and so the moment passes. The sleek, desirable blue convertible swept on. There is a set of traffic lights, I understand, on the borders of Bel Air and Brentwood, and as the car approached them, they turned red. The car drew to a halt. The woman shook her hair and adjusted her sunglasses in the mirror. As she did so, she caught sight of a brief flicker of movement in the mirror as a small, dark-haired figure emerged quietly from the shade of the roadside and snuck round the back of the car. A moment later, he was leaning right over her, pointing a small handgun into her face. I know even less about handguns than I do about clothes. I'd be completely hopeless in Los Angeles. I'd only be laughed at, not only for my lack of dress sense, but also my pitiful inability to tell a Magnum 38 from a Walther PPK, and even, for heaven's sake, a Derringer. I do know, however, that the gun was also blue, or at least blue-black, and that the woman was startled out of her wits to have it pointed into her left eye from a range of just under 1 inch. Her assailant gave her to understand that now would be an excellent moment for her to vacate her seat, and no, not to take the key of the car, nor even to attempt to pick up her bag which was lying on the seat next to her, just to be very cool, move very easily, very gently, and just get the fuck out of the car. The woman tried to be very cool, to move very easily and very gently, but was hampered by the fact that she was shaking with uncontrollable fear as the gun bobbed about just an inch or so from her face, like a mayfly in the summer.